The problem is now they want that. Where was that when you were 18, 17, wanting to get married and avoid the rooster roller coaster, the carousel, for those of you who might refer to it as that? Where was this when you were at your prime years? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Geshear podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we're going to revisit Christian dating, and I'm going to expose the lies and the hypocrisy and the sheer unbelievable illusions that I see. Look, I don't like being on TikTok or anything more than I have to, because quite frankly, I can feel my IQ dropping like the room temperature the longer I'm on the app. But nonetheless, what we're going to do is we're going to look at dating advice for Christian men that other people want to put forward about Christian dating. And you know what's the funny part about Christian dating? I'll put it all on the line right now. Well, almost all of it. Number one, the reason why I think Christian dating is a complete myth in a lot of ways is because a lot of times it's not done in good faith. All too often, you have men who are actually trying to date with intention and do things biblically. Not all, but most. And then the women, on the other hand, they get to cherry pick. They get to say, oh, you know what? I'll see this guy intentionally, and he's not going to assume I'm out getting plowed by Pookie. He's not going to expect me to be out there having fun with Ray Ray because, you know what? He's so naive, he's not going to see it. Or even worse, what they'll do is maybe like they're 25 or they're 27 or they're 30 or they're whatever. They've been ran through. They're doing the rooster roller coaster ride time after time after time. And then they want to come into the Christian church and then they want to be like, where are the good men at? I want a good man. And then they want to tell you how to date them. And before, Pookie had to pay for like fries and a milkshake. And now you gotta pay for a house and a ring and all this just to get what he got on fire sale. You think I'm making this up? I unfortunately am not. You might ask me, how do I know this? Oh, I've seen it. Oh yeah, I've seen it. And I've read the research. A lot of other people talk about this. If you think that I'm just bitter, hurt, and alone, I'll tell you something. You could think whatever you want, but unfortunately, you're wrong. I know you want to believe you're right, but you're wrong. My friends, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna explore, and we're gonna watch some videos. Y'all wanna watch some videos? Let somebody else do the talking for once? I couldn't agree more. Let's do it, shall we? Here we go. Let's listen and we'll see what she got to say.
I feel like a lot of people and Christians look at Christian dating very cringy. They think Christians take it way too seriously. They get married way too fast because they just want to sleep together. I don't know, there's so many stereotypes. And to be honest, I used to also think like that, but now I have a new perspective and I want to share.
Oh, hell no. Let me translate that for you. Translation. Yeah, I dealt with all these bad boys, but now all of a sudden, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. All my sins have been washed away. I'm here to give you what everybody else has already gotten for basically for free. Oh, I know she didn't directly say that, but that's what she actually meant. Let's continue, shall we?
I've been learning all about the covenants and promises of God and how marriage is probably, if not, one of the most important ones.
She had just started learning about it. What I just said. Let's keep going.
The world dates so flippantly. Let's go on casual date and just get to know each other. Let's not call it anything. Let's swipe on Hinge and look at all of the options.
She's
And then
done
if we're
that.
not feeling it, let's ghost each other. Here's my new perspective. If marriage is one of the most important things to God, finding the right person is going to be hard.
Where was the right person when you were doing backflips on Tyrone and front flips on Chad? Again, here's the reason I hate this so much. You want to know why I get really annoyed by this? Because if people actually stuck to what the Bible says, then there'd be no issue. I wouldn't have to do this show today. I could take the day off. But guess what? It doesn't work that way. Because of feminism, and because of. And look, feminism is not all bad for men, by the way. I know you think that, but it actually frees a lot of us men to actually do what we want to do. But if you want to be a traditional guy, it's tough for you, man. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, you are not in the best marketplace right now. Now, if you want to be more a biblical bachelor like me, you're in good shape because now you get to kind of selectively choose and go your own way. That's cool. But now, you see what? You see, here's a problem. Women have their own language, okay? You will take what they say at face value because that's what they want you to do. Meanwhile, other women know what they're saying. Men who know what they're talking about, we know what they're saying. She's talking about this because she's been that girl who's been ghosted by Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, some other guy, Giga Chad even, maybe. Those are all archetypes for men, in case you don't know what I'm talking about. The problem is, now they want that. Where was that when you were 18, 17, wanting to get married and avoid the rooster roller coaster, the carousel, for those of you who might refer to it as that? Where was this when you were at your prime years? Because I guarantee you, this woman looks about like 25. She looks about 25, maybe even older than that. The problem is, women have options out here. And when you're only as loyal as your options. And it's very easy to try to find the security guy over on the right side and then the exciting guy on the left-hand side. You are almost never going to be the same guy as both exciting and the guy who gives her the butterflies and the excitement and gets her downstairs all watery and warm. You're probably not going to be the same guy. Let's continue. Let's let her keep talking. The reason why I don't want to play her all the way through is because I don't know if I can handle hearing it all the way through.
And there should be a lot of weight to who you date. Dating shouldn't be this thing that just fills voids. There should be complete time and effort put into it. If you enter into a relationship as a Christian, you are intentionally dating this person to see if you want to marry them, if you want to bind your life with them for the rest of your life. God is never going to break his covenant with us. I actually learned that God didn't create relationships for them to...
She's saying she just learned this. What were you doing prior to this? Oh, don't answer that. I already know the answer. And those of you who are MGTOW or whatever, you already know what she's been doing. She's been out here in these streets, having all the fun, drinking all the drink, having a ball. But now she wants you to be a good man and wife her up. Ma'am, why are you deserving of a commitment? Let's ask the question. Why are you deserving of a commitment like that? What says that you are deserving of being intentionally dated? Why, because you're a woman? Sorry, no. A man is not entitled to anything because he's a man, and a woman is not entitled to anything because she's a woman. You earn the things that you get in this life. But for some reason, there's this notion in society today that women are deserving of things by default. No, I don't buy that for a second.
To break it all. Yes, we're human and sometimes we get it wrong, and there's grace for that. Relationships are important because if they break, there's trauma and there's brokenness, and God doesn't want us walking in any of that. This is why it's important to be intentional with everyone you choose to date.
She's just learning that. She hasn't done that in the past, keep in mind. Let's continue.
And be slow with it. Be slow.
Oh, in other words, don't expect me to actually give you anything, you know, like the one thing that you want, which is, you know, below my belt. No, I ain't gonna give you out of that. I gave it to Chad. I gave it to Tyrone. But now, you gotta pay top dollar. Even though I let him get it for a very little fee, now you get to pay top dollar for it. That's, wow, good job. Great, your great sales pitch.
Oh, before you start dating, take the time to get to know the person without actually crossing any boundaries. Boundaries are important, and staying committed and not compromising, I've learned, is probably the most important thing. Call me crazy, but I really believe you don't have to go through a ton of relationships before you actually find the person you're going to be with.
Gentlemen, you would be forgiven for thinking that, Austin, you're being so mean, bro. Why would you say this about this woman? For all we know, she's a nice woman. She's been a good girl, blah, 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 blah. Gentlemen, this is a teaching moment. Look at the screen. If you're listening on the podcast, I'll describe it for you, but look at the screen right now. Let's look at what we're looking at here. We got makeup. We got filters. We got all kinds of cosmetics going on here. She's literally wearing fake skin, fake AI filters. And then she wants to lecture you as a man about how you should treat her. How has she been treating herself when it comes to men? I find it funny that it's the women who virtue signal the most about telling you how to be biblical are often the most debaucherous people out here. Now, you might say that description might fit me. I don't claim to be holier than anybody. I don't. Do I have problems? Oh, absolutely I do. 100%. I don't claim to be holier than people. What I claim to have is knowledge and understanding of the current world we're living in. And the problem is, a lot of women who are Christian women, so-called, they're not telling you about their past, about the guys that they dealt with in the past who treated them bad, who they're imprinted on, by the way. Oh yeah, they're not over that guy. No, they're not. They want you to be like that guy, but be Christian. That's what they want. But they won't tell you that, because then you might judge them or anything else. They won't tell you what they want. See, this is the problem. This is why Christian dating needs to be exposed for the fraud it is, because a lot of people want to pretend like they're all dating intentionally and they're all out here giving people the honest to God truth. No, they're not. In fact, the men usually are, and they're the ones who get screwed over the most. They're the ones who partake a gaslit and thinking that they are the problem, when in fact it's the women who are out here cherry-picking between feminism and being Christian. They're the ones who are out here trying to have their cake, eat it too, and have you bake it for them. Now, if you want to marry a woman like that, that's your choice. But a lot of men don't realize that's what they're marrying, and then they find out 5 years in, when all of a sudden she becomes a feminist, and you're like, huh? Well, it's like The Shining. You walk in a room and you don't know who's in the house. You think I'm making this up? I wish I was, but I'm not. Let's keep going. Let's go to the next video. More dating advice from women to men. First of all, gentlemen, don't ever listen to dating advice that women give to men. I know when you're a younger guy, you think that, hey, if I want to get women, I gotta listen to what women tell me to do. No.
What?
They might say, what? That's ridiculous. Why would you say that? I'll tell you why. Because women will tell you what to do, but they don't want you to listen to them. They don't want you to be masculine. They want you to not listen to them. Because that demonstrates you have options and that you don't care. You think that they're above these games? They're not. They'll pretend like they are, but they are not. Let's continue. Let's watch this video.
Men of God, if you see a girl that you like in church, a conference, a small group, some certain outing, please, please, please do not wait and then text a friend to get her info. Are we 12? Are we in middle school passing notes? Don't get me wrong, that's cute. But pass it to her. Don't pass it to the friend. Don't go on DMs and texting your friend to get the girl's info.
I want to note the shaming language that she's using. Oh, and by the way, in case you don't realize, I'm pretty sure that's a tattoo. Is that a necklace or a tattoo? I can't tell. She either has a necklace or a tattoo. I can't tell what that is, but it might be a tattoo. I can't tell. But regardless, my friends, the shaming language. Anytime a woman tries to shame you, immediately disregard what she said. Because she's trying to emotionally manipulate you and then doing what she wants you to do. She's trying to get you to avoid the logic. And also, gentlemen, let's have this discussion real quick. I don't care if this women like this you see on the internet or women you see in real life. If you are up talking to a woman and she's telling you all the things she wants from you and she's like 25 or older than that, or even like 22, like when you normal, most people graduate college unless they're in the military or something, moving on. If no one's dated or married this woman yet with intention, if she was so valuable, if this deal was so great, why has no one else jumped on it yet?
Well, this is getting weird.
Weird, right? Kind of weird that all of a sudden you'd think, wait a minute, if this deal is so great, because it seems great, and it always seems great. The question you have to ask is, wait a minute, if it's so good, why has no one else taken this deal yet? Why has nobody else married this woman? Why is no one else in a serious relationship with this woman? If this deal is so good, why does no one else seem to be in a rush to take it? I'll let you marinate on that while we continue this video.
Men of God, please step up.
Oh, step up. Shaming language, yet again.
Please use that courage that God has given you. Use that boldness that God has given you. Use that strength that God has given you and step up.
Oh.
And go up to the girl and say, hey. Simple as that. Bye.
Oh, my land.
Oh, hell no.
You... This is unbelievable. Oh, in other words, give me what I want. Give me the attention. Risk the rejection. Do all these things because it's what you're supposed to do. Okay, ma'am, well, if I'm going to do all those things, what are you supposed to do? If I'm supposed to lead, what are you supposed to do? Are you going to follow me? Oh, you're only going to do it if you feel like it. Ah, see, that's what I talk about when I talk about Christopheme, the idea of Christianity morphing with feminism. And it's the people who preach the most about how much they use their religion as like a shield. They use it as like a shield, but not like as a knight's shield, like a Captain America shield to like bash you in the head with it. Because a sword is too conspicuous. So instead what they do is they use it as like a shield so you can't hold them accountable for anything that they do. Oh, I've been forgiven. You can't blame me for anything. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, we have these things called eyes and ears where you can hear and see what you're saying and it's not adding up. And I can't in good faith tell men to just take this bait. It's stupid. But let's see what else we got here. I think this one has music on it, so I'm not going to play this video. What I will do is we're going to read this list she has on the screen. It says, to the Christians who want to be in a relationship in today's world. Here's what she says. Make sure you are equally yoked. Again, equally yoked is a code word. In other words, they do what I want them to do. You would think that it means faith. That's only one part of it. The other half of it is they do what I say, and I... with your partner. I hate the term partner. I hate it. You know why? Because that is a word that implies that you guys are equals in every way, which you are not. This is not an equal partnership. You are a... if you are a Christian woman, you are supposed to follow the lead of your husband. He is not your partner. He is your husband. You listen to him. Problem is, oh, am I getting a phone call right now? Oh, I'll call him back. But here's the problem, okay? Too many people today, they use the term partners if we're an equal partnership. No, I'm the leader. You listen to me. You follow my lead. If I'm a man, I'm leading. And if you want to follow, you can get lost. You're going to listen to me, or I'm going to walk away from you. I'm not going to put up with this, oh, but let's have a round table and let's discuss all of it. No. No, I'll listen to your side of it if you want, but I'm making the choice and you're following me. That's how that works. That's not toxic. That's called being a man. Next thing. Men, she says, pursue her. Oh, in other words, you risk the rejection and give her all your attention and validation and everything for free. Make your feelings for her very clear. In other words, make her unattracted to you. Women like uncertainty because it makes them chase a man. See, don't ever listen to this advice. This is terrible advice. Respect each other's physical and emotional boundaries. In other words, don't expect any leg from me. Don't expect any intimacy from me. But I expect everything from you. Next. She says, women, let him lead you. Be gentle and be clear with your feelings as well. Let him lead. You see that? As if you are allowing him to lead. No, you're going to follow me or you're going to get lost. That's how that works. Next case. Love each other the way Christ loves the church. Okay, that doesn't really have any inherent meaning, but okay, next. Again, this is what's called Christianese. It's words that sound nice, but they don't actually have practical application to them. I get what you're saying, but they don't have practical... like, how am I supposed to actually lead that out? There's always someone who is being chased and someone who is chasing in a relationship. I know you don't want to believe that, but unfortunately, it's true. Next thing she says, communicate about your thoughts, feelings, and issues. In other words, be her emotional tampon. Next. Be willing to sacrifice your time, money, and attention for that person. Again, give all of your stuff away for free as a man, and you won't get any intimacy back, because if you do that, you're a bad Christian. Next. Meanwhile, oh, by the way, while you're doing all this, she's probably going to be giving it up to some other dude. Celibacy does not really exist. If you're celibate, someone's going to buy a bit. Shout out to Coach Greg Adams. problem that we have today is women don't actually hold out for men they're attracted to. They'll make you hold out if you're the beta guy that she's trying to lock down. But if you're the guy that she actually is attracted to, she's downright dangerous with how she's around you. I know you don't have to believe me if you don't want to. And like I said before, I'm not a perfect man. But let me tell you something. I've been on first dates with women where they initiate having sex with me. You don't have to believe that if you don't want to. I'm telling you that because it's true. I didn't have to run game. I didn't have to do nothing. And they did it. Now, am I saying that every woman's going to do that? No. What I am saying is when a woman's attracted to you, she's not going to make you jump through these hoops and do these goofy crap. Okay? Next. Put Christ in the center of your relationship and love Christ more than you love your partner. Again, partner is another misnotion. And secondly, the reason I can't stand a lot of this language is because people don't actually know what it means. It sounds really deep, so they want to be like, ooh, yeah. Oh, that's smart and sophisticated, but they don't actually know what it means. So then you're like, okay. What does that mean, put Christ at the center of your relationship? Where was Christ at the center of your relationship when you were out there being the 304 and I wasn't? Because a lot of young men, that's not that they wouldn't have a lot of relations outside of marriage, but they can't because they just have a hard time doing it. Women, on the other hand, they don't have that problem. See, one of the easiest things they can do. That's why to them it's a deficit, and to you, it's an advantage. I know they don't like that, but guess what? It's too dang bad. That's how reality is. My friends, Christian dating, I have to expose it for the lies and whatnot that it tells you, because it tells you as a man to basically just take a raw deal and put in all this work for something that somebody else probably got for next to nothing, or paid off for a fire sale, or basically got for free. Now, you can choose to be upset and mad about that if you want, but unfortunately, it's the God's honest truth. Now, if you still want to be married, that's your business. What I'm telling you is that I can guarantee you your wife ain't a virgin. Oh, she'll tell you she's a virgin, because she stands to gain. She knows if she tells you she's not, you're going to look at her differently. So instead, what she'll tell you is what you want to hear. And you're going to sit there and say, Austin, you don't know anything about my girl. My girl's different, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Believe that if you want. Just know, I know women who, they've been with me, and then they try to pull that stuff on the other dudes, and I got to be the guy to tell them, dude, don't marry that woman. Don't take that woman seriously. Because I had her. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to. But why would I lie about this? You can choose to think I'm a liar. I'm not lying to you. My friends, I encourage you to do your own research on this, and I know a lot of you are going to be very upset, but that's okay, because that means that, guess what? That means you get to decide for yourself what you want to do. My friends, you take care of yourselves. Do your own research. Please think for yourself, because at the end of the day, if you're just believing what other people tell you all the time, you're not thinking for yourself. You're putting yourself at a very big disadvantage. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.